Hello, everybody. Welcome to Size Talk. And today we are going to get to a serious subject in the size community. Now, I want you guys to understand, I normally talk about certain subjects that people need to know, people that need to learn the fact that the actions you do will affect the person that is doing it for you, especially the fact when it comes to producers making these custom videos for your specific fantasy, to artists creating this comic that you have, or this certain picture you want them to draw of a certain person that you like to be in a collaboration. Same thing goes to a macro furry community. They deal with the same issues. And that issue is when you're asking somebody to make something for you, or a custom, or a collaboration of a artist's drawing. It's like you have a terms of respect with that person that you asked for them to do for you. But if you just somehow towards the end, or like right when they're finishing it or everything's all done, and you just come out of nowhere and say, I don't like this, can you delete it and do it again? That's as much as you have paid them. You guys got to respect the fact they took the time to do this for you. They asked for the model, they followed the script that you, or the idea that you handed to them, and then you just don't like it anymore and you want something else. Instead of doing that, try reminding yourself that these people are doing this for you. So you need to be clear on what you want. Now, I've had or seen several situations where, such as BFG or Giantess Crew or Gary, have all dealt with these certain situations where people ask for customs. They will ask for them straight up, saying, I have this idea. Here's the model. Here's the script. Can you go with this one? And they'll see what they can do. Now, most of them have done it. Most of them have had a lot of successful customs. But there are some people in the world that just want to ruin it for like the producers and everybody else. That, I mean, when it comes to people just half-assing saying, you know what, I don't like this, can I just have all my money back? And then the producers have to refund the money to them, including the model's money that they took the time into dressing up whatever lingerie outfit or bringing the whole entire dream or fantasy you have into motion. And then you just disrespect them by just saying halfway through it, you know what, I don't like it. Like, what? I don't know how many times I've seen people do this type of thing. And it's upsetting. Come on. Really? I said the same thing with piracy. You guys aren't helping anybody by pirating people's content. You're not. And instead, you're actually killing it as fast as possible. Same thing with customs. If you keep killing off customs and everything, that means the producer or anybody else doesn't want to do customs anymore. And that ruins it for everybody else. Now, I've had serious situation where, well, not recently, but months ago for BFG, or Bratty Foot Girls, if people don't know what that is. They made a custom content for somebody. And they asked for it. They had the script and everything all set up. And then halfway when they, well, actually not halfway, they fully had that custom done. They gave it to the man and everything. He all of a sudden asked a day later, can I have a refund? Because this is not what I was looking for. Okay, guy, the thing's already done. You paid them in full, followed by the model and everything else that Jason had to do with this content, and then now you ask for a refund. Okay, you just wanted some sort of free content, and you also just now disrespected BFG and Jason's work and the model's work all in one shot. Jason gave him that refund, but he wasn't happy about it. I wouldn't either. I honestly would say, you're SOL, dude. You know, I took the time into making this for you, and then now you just automatically just don't want it now. Folks, you got to realize this. This is something that you need to not be like that guy. Don't be that person that just now asked for an amazing custom video that the producer takes the time into making for you, and then you just automatically come out of nowhere after you've gotten your amazing video and everything, you're happy about it. Can I have a refund? No, like, stop. Stop doing that. Does not help anybody. It more pisses people off. Doesn't help. It's more frustrating. It's just happens every day. Same thing with artists. They have to deal with everybody's smallest detail of something they don't like. The glasses seem a little crooked. Can I fix that? Her foot doesn't seem pretty realistic. All these other complaints. It's like, holy crap. Really? That much detail? I put my work, time, and to actually draw the picture you want to see, and the first thing you got to be is the most supremely detailed. Remember, people of the size community, don't be that guy. Don't be those type of people. If you be those type of people, you're not helping anybody. You're more just making them stop less and less of taking commissions or customs or things that, you know, allow people to actually, hey, I got an idea. You think you guys can work with this with me? Done. Awesome video. Sold. So thank you for listening.